Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10-12 on the nose here in the great Northeast this beautiful Thursday, September 11th, 2025, 24-year anniversary of the horrendous September 11 attacks in 2001. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to defend America, defend our values, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the first responders we lost on September 11th, 2001. We honor them today. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, after that brief news adjournment, paraphrasing President Trump, who will award Charlie Kirk the Medal of Freedom posthumously. He said in speaking regarding the September 11th attacks, out of darkness, the American character and spirit shines. And that's our job now. It's not Charlie Kirk's job anymore. In 3 years, it won't be Donald Trump's job either. It's ours. And we have to be, we heard Charlie on religion, on belief. There's got to be something that we have within us that goes beyond the ephemeral, that which we experience and see every day. There is something. Otherwise, this life has no meaning. And that's what people, hopefully, young people and others are starting to understand. And we have to believe Charlie Kirk's in heaven today. He fought the good fight. He fought for what he believed. He did it in a compassionate way. He did it with strength, courage. And he's to be feted for that. Speaking, I like going greatness to greatness. September 11th, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa. She said, I heard the Pope, John Paul II, speak about peace. And one thing he said was this, no to violence and yes to peace. What is violence? In the first place, we think of weapons, knives, killings. We never think of connecting violence with our tongues. But the first weapon, the cruelest weapon, is the tongue. Examine what part of your tongue has played in creating peace or violence. We can really wound a person. We can kill a person with our tongue. Well, unfortunately, the areas where I sometimes take issue with Mother Teresa is we cannot dismiss evil, which occurred yesterday, which occurred 24 years ago today. There is no placating that. There is no naively accepting it. There is attacking it, which is one of the reasons we honor our veterans who make that commitment, who make that commitment by joining our military. Let's go to Joe from Berwick. Hey, Joe, thanks for your patience.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you, Bob. So just a couple quick thoughts. You know, as I think back on 9/11, and I was there at work and actually watched a second plane fly into the tower, and there were three of us in the room, and we were in disbelief with what we saw, and had to call my wife that night because the entire shift at prison was told, you're not going home. And I think, you know, there was my wife, and this is a lot of stories. You know, there was my wife at home with a one-year-old daughter, and hearing all this and not knowing what was going on. And then, you know, I'm sure she would have rather had me at home, but that's a lot of people who were in that situation. The other thing was, I'll admit, you know, normally when I hear the morning show, I'm familiar with the individuals, and I usually just turn them off as soon as I hear them. They're not my choice. But I thought, you know, I'm not going to be like that this morning. I left them on. I listened to their show in its entirety from that point. And I tried actually to call them. They couldn't get to my call, but I wanted to congratulate them. They did a great job. They really put on a textbook example of how a person should just report news and call themselves a journalist. And I didn't get a chance to say that to them, but I think, you know, I'll say it now. And if you happen to see them, let them know somebody wanted to congratulate them, because I think they did a really great job this morning.
I will do that. I will do that. I appreciate it. Yeah, we have. This is a dual, somber commemoration today with Charlie Kirk's passing and the 24th anniversary of 9/11. But I appreciate you calling in, Joe. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Bob. And you take care of yourself.
All right, my man. One of our great listeners texting, Bob, I have a heavy heart today for a few reasons, but the murder of Charlie Kirk is horrible. His voice, he was a voice of America, reason, and sanity. I want that cowardly murder found. I hate this. May that murderer receive the same as he got. God help us identify this despicable human. LTS. LTS back at you. Yeah. This is where we say, you know what? You're evil, and we are going to deal with you. We're not going to forgive you. That's God's decision. We are going to deal with you. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Toby Keith, the great Toby Keith, the sadly late great Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. And, of course, that report from Wins in New York on that fateful, horrible 9/11. Andre from New Jersey says, I'm a survivor of 9/11. I had a part-time job in the World Trade Center, was not there that day. However, everyone in my company was killed. We were on the top two floors of the tower that fell first. I'm trying to call to tell my experiences, but the phone cut off. Andre, give us a try. 570-883-0098 for anyone who'd like to call and give their thoughts. Let's go to Frank in North Scranton. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
I'm it's a difficult day. Certainly not for not on the level of Charlie Kirk's family, not on the level of the people who suffered 24 years ago. But watching it and having these two events combine, it's a difficult day for America, I think.
Yeah, it is for me also. I can't believe that guy killed Charlie. I have my wife, and I'm heading to the hospital. My wife's in the hospital. I just want to say, I attended the 9/11 remembrance ceremony up at McDade Park this morning. It was very moving.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, maybe you could get your man to play that song by, I think it's Alan Jackson. It's where were you when the world stopped?
We started off the show with that. We played Alan.
You?
Yes, we did that.
Okay.
Right at 9:20. Yeah.
Okay, I was not. I didn't have the radio on. I was just coming back from the event.
Yeah. Well, I hope your wife is on the mend.
Well, she fell. She was dizzy, and she fell out of bed, and she hit the night table.
Oh, God.
Which is right next to the bed, and she put up with it for 3 days. She was in terrible pain, and then finally, 4 o'clock on Tuesday morning, she said to me, I have to go to the hospital. Please take me. So I did, and they found out she has 4 broken ribs on that one side.
Oh, gosh, Frank. Wow.
So, she's still in there, so I'm going down to visit her now.
Well, you hang in there, my friend. Tell her we're praying for her, and thank you so much for checking in on this day. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in quite a while.
I know. We miss you, friend. You gotta get in touch more often.
Yeah, I'll try. I've been kind of busy. I've had a lot of things happen this year. I lost my older sister.
Oh, geez.
My wife lost her younger sister and two of her cousins, and I lost a nephew who worked for Ford Motor Company out in Kansas City, and he just retired, and on his 60th birthday, he passed away. It's just crazy. Just been having a bad year.
Well, you hang in there, Frank, all right? And keep us part of you. Okay, you're part of our family, too. You keep us in mind. We'll keep you in mind, okay?
Okay, brother. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your prayers as well.
Yes.
That's what we need. We need to do that for each other.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, Bob. Have a good day. I love you.
You too. Love you too, man. The great Frank from the great North Scranton. Let's see if we get one more call in here. Luciano. Hi, Luciano. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you, Bob, taking my call. I'm with my family. Thank the good Lord that my father and mother are still alive. Yeah, I'm calling you from Texas. I'm visiting my mother.
Great.
I got my father still alive. Thank the good Lord. I'm just going to tell you, I can't resist. I'm going to insult people out there. Listen, I lived in the streets many years, and you lived in prison. And the Bible states, Jesus states in the biblical word, in the mysterious Bible, there are evil and wicked people that live on this planet. If the apostles and Jesus said it, and it's good. God bless Mother Teresa and Bob. We haven't learned a freaking thing in 24 years. Since we have over 20 undocumented migrants running around this country. I protest against these migrants. I and other Latinos protest against migrants. They viciously, listen, Bob, they spit at me. They yell at me. They call me traitor. You can't give a hell. We have so many liberal, wacky liberals, evil, wicked liberals that caress and kind of patronizing migrants that have made it this country in the past 4.5 years, 10 plus million people.
I got to tell you, let me say, so Luciano,
my pain and suffering.
I blame the people who let them in without basically invited them and waved them in more than the people themselves, more than the illegals themselves. That's who's to blame. And
yes, I agree with
they
you,
did
Bob.
It,
but
they
I
did it with intent. But you know what?
Go ahead, please.
Because of the way they were let into this country, because of the ideology of the left that allowed this to happen, this catastrophe of an open border, none of these people, or many of these people, let me be more accurate, many of these people don't understand the American experience and that we must celebrate our ethnicity.
Bob, but, I see where you're going, brother.
But we're Americans first.
I agree. I'm going to attack you, brother. These radical left-wing liberals support migrants than they support American citizens. We have American citizens that legally entered this country, brown, Asian, white, black, weak. This liberal mentality caresses these third world migrants. They don't care about our culture. Listen, I'm in freaking Texas. I speak to these Latinos. They're undocumented. I have to control my anger. Listen, I'm in Arlington, Texas. I'm about 20 miles outside of Dallas, Texas. You know, they laugh at us. They call us stupid gringos for allowing 10 plus million illegals. And thank the good Lord, Donald Trump is building the wall. It's being produced. It's being correct. But I tell you, these naive white people, they are so stupid. These are Latinos will cut your freaking head off. Forgive me, Bob. You lived in prison. I lived in the freaking streets. I know how evil and wicked people can be possessed by demonic spirits. Bob, thank you for your call, brother.
All right, Luciano. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Well, we've got to take a break. Bob Kadar, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back. We'll do the tribute brought to you by John Basiliga, paying tribute to the people we lost on September 11th. 2001, and to Charlie Kirk. We'll be back. Our veterans tribute. Today, it's a tribute to those we lost on September 11th, 2001. Brought to you every hour, every day, by a true patriot, John Basiliga. And his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, J. Bass Realty, Eastern Roofing Systems, Serenity Care, and the marketplace at Steamtown. Part of all of that. We listen to the tragedy. And we listen to the phone calls and the last minute I love yous. From the people in the tower, from the people on the planes. That horrible day in 2001. We think of the passengers who said, let's roll, and took down a plane knowing they would die, but that they would save lives in the process. We lost part of America that day. We can never forget. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny, 78, much like a day which will live in infamy 24 years ago. Tonight, clear skies down to 55. Friday, sunny and mild, around 78 again. Saturday, sunny and mild, 78. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of a shower, 78. Pretty good weather report. Aaron Tippins, where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Bob Cannaro back on the eponymous program. One of the things I noted also in talking to Avery Knape of WBRE WYOU last night was that I was encouraged. I felt like there were sincere condolences and reactions from people I wouldn't have expected from, like Nancy Pelosi, like Gavin Newsom to the Kirk murder. And I said, maybe this time. That's what we've got to hope for. We truly do. Let's go to Andrew from Jersey. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Hey, but I'm a little embarrassed because I texted you and I wrote Andre and I didn't. Okay. Then I double checked, but that was my account. And I had a part time job at the World Trade Center on the top two floors of the tower that fell first. And I wasn't there that day, thank God. But everybody that was killed in that horror. And with Charlie Kirk's assassination, I always think the Bible said, leap and jump for joy when you die for righteousness sake. So he died doing, talking the truth, telling the truth, and doing what he loved. And when I worked at the World Trade Center, I was doing a part-time job that was like a tech AV job, setting up a sound system, things that I was not interested in or not. So I was thinking, had I been murdered, I would have died wasting my time, you know, where Charlie was the opposite.
Yeah.
And out of the horror, I wanted to recount, though, that we worked. My cousin hired me, and he was home. He wasn't there, which wasn't unusual because it was like a banquet place, windows on the world. Mm-hmm. So he would often be there later into the evening, which, of course, was good news, but instantly I think of the chain of command. It's like, okay, Chris wasn't there, so that means James, the manager, must have been there. But James, then I found out through my mother, there was like information from my cousin that James extended his vacation for one day. He was supposed to be there, and he wasn't. So that was awesome news. James is alive. But then Roston, the assistant manager, who was my best friend there, it's like, oh, no, if James wasn't there, if Chris wasn't there, Roston must have definitely been there.
Yeah.
And that's what I was told, that he was there. And it was about 5 or 6 days, maybe even a week later. And my mom was telling me, you know, I was like, well, maybe he's wasn't there or something. And she's like, no, you're in denial. You have to accept. Sorry.
Yeah.
She said, you have to accept that he died. And then she was right, you know, I had to be in reality. But then I saw the caller ID, and it was his name. And I was so happy but apprehensive. Wait, maybe it's a family member calling. I picked up the phone, and I heard his voice, and I was just so happy. I couldn't believe it because I totally had accepted that he died. And it was just like probably the best moment of my life as soon as I heard
incredible.
His voice.
Yeah. And windows on the world, every time I was in that building, and it was often, I would always go and check out windows on the world, have a glass of wine, whatever, have dinner. Yeah, that was an extraordinary place and extraordinary memories that you have and so many others. Great stuff. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back. Waylon Jennings, When the Eagle Flies. Love that song. Bob Cadaro back. My friend Paul reminds me that one of the guys, and I knew this and know it well, a guy named Jeremy Glick. He was a University of Rochester grad along with myself and Paul. He was one of the guys who took the plane down in Shanksville. One of those courageous, incredible people who said, let's roll. But he reminds me there was also another U of R grad in one of the towers, an 87 grad who played football. And then he points out a classmate of Paul's from Abington Heights was on the American flight that hit the first tower. A lot of connections. Really something. Laura DeFazio was the Abington grad on that plane, and he says, nicest person ever. Worked for American Airlines and was heading to San Francisco. Row 6 of that doomed flight. Hey, let's go to Jay from Hanover Township. Jay, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great. Your event was a success?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Golfing was great. The weather was spectacular. Tunnel to Tower actually sent a representative to speak to everyone. So that really added a huge amount of credibility to what we were doing. But great sponsors, the great Rhodes Scholar Trucking was involved, Johnson College, all the Walmarts and Sam's Clubs in the area. We raised over $10,000. And after paying for the golf, I'll be able to donate probably close to $6,000.
Nice.
So way above where I thought we would go for the first year. Basically, everyone that was in it, me and four other guys, we have no social media presence, you know what I mean, to speak of. So it was kind of just scraping the surface and doing the grunt work. But just wanted to let you know, since we been talking to you about it the whole time. So
I'm happy to hear that. Jay and his cohorts ran a golf tournament to benefit Tunnel to Towers, which is an amazing organization. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
We're pleased it was a success, and I mean beyond pleased. Thank you, Jay.
All right.
Bye. All right, my man. Let's go to Donald calling in on Charlie Kirk. Hey, Donald.
Oh, Bob, a very heavy hearts today with 9/11 and Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
This man, he was a good, they could not debate the good, decent man, so it seems like they assassinated him. But like I said, with this issue here, with this transgenderism, it's just confusion on our youth to destroy normal society like America. I'm not against transgender at appropriate age, like a Caitlyn Jenner or a Chaz Bono. It's just that I just don't think it belongs in the education system. And if you can see it, it's filtered right into that campus. It looks like it was not even coordinated. It's no good. I mean, you got to get out of the education system or do something with it, because you can see what what's doing to our society.
You're going to see in the left-stream media, as it comes out more and more clearly, that this was transgender sickness and ideology. And that I don't mean in any way that it infers evil to people who are transgender. I just mean there is a source and a core of evil in that ideology.
It's being done globally. It's a global operation.
They're going to stop talking about it. They're going to stop talking about this very quickly when it becomes clear. And I knew this yesterday because I said, there's a reason he was shot at the moment he was shot. He was responding to a transgender question. And I seriously wonder if the person who asked the question was part of it. I seriously wonder if the person who started screaming so that the police would grab him and divert attention from the shooter was part of this. I believe it to be a coordinated transgender identity-based attack. That's what I see.
3 years ago, I called you when Rachel Levine was promoting those operations on those innocent children. These people are nuts. And that's what turned me. This is crazy. These people aren't trying to help America or unite nobody. Nope. They're trying to commit chaos on our youth. So once you get the youth all confused, you need more government to straighten it out. You know that.
Yep.
It just is no good, this transgenderism. I don't know, the different bathrooms, people fighting in restaurants and everything. It's no good. Have a separate bathroom and do make the decision.
Well, the thing they're telling, the thing that the Democrat Party and the left is telling them is that we're trying to erase them. No, we're trying to help you. And we accept you as adults. We accept you as adults. But we're trying to stop mutilation of children. We're trying to stop indoctrination of children. And when you make it the adult choice, all well and good. And that's your choice.
This assassination is like the Kennedy assassination. It's a finance or something, it looks like. Everything was coordinated. Something. This wasn't a lone gunman.
No.
What we're finding out right now. This is huge.
I believe
I hope
it.
Trump gets to the bottom of it, and I know he will.
Well, thank God we've got, because, thank God we've got no ideology in our FBI, that we actually have people who want to enforce law, that want to find criminals, that want to confront evil in our FBI. Thank God for that, Donald. Honestly.
Like I said, the Democrats, I put it, they're as dumb as what I think. If they really found out what's happening, they'll come around.
They might.
Hopefully.
Yep.
They have no choice.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
If they love their country, they have no choice.
That's right, Donald. You know it. Time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. We're going to go to that. We'll be back. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me that it is 11:01, right on the dot, which means it's time for the news as we listen to Hank Williams, America Will Survive. Amen to that. We'll be back after the news. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.